Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from God. Amen. And we pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I would like to say a short prayer and then welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Amen. Praise God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God.
I am the creator, I am the maker, of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old.
and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. El knows. El Newell's. My heart overflows with gratitude to you for your capacity to forgive. Words cannot adequately express the thankfulness within me for this, your greatest gift. If I had to be perfect to obtain your favor, your blessings, or the daily substance you provide, I would not last the day. But because of your name, El Knows, and the character it reflects, I can receive your awesome gift and kindness. Thank you for the grace and mercy of your forgiveness in my life and all it allows me to experience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, and you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. We worship you, Lord, by Prophet Wiggins. Praise God.
I worship you, Lord.
Come on.
Worship you, Lord.
Come on, everybody. We're going to worship God.
I worship
you, Lord. Because he deserves all our honor. pray. escapes my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Follow me, I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
God, it is now time for our daily, our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, You Will Not Find My Peace. My scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 7, and it says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Amen. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Proverbs 16, verse 9, and it says, In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Amen. And my third scripture reading is coming from Psalms 37, verse 5, from the New King James Version. And it says, Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. So the title again is You Will Not Find My Peace by engaging in excessive planning, attempting to control what will happen to you in the future. That is a commonly practiced form of unbelief. When your mind spins with multiple plans, peace may sometimes seem to be within your grasp, yet it always eludes you. Just when you think you have prepared for all possibilities, something unexpected pops up and throws things into confusion. I did not design the human mind to figure out the future that is beyond your capability. I crafted your mind, continual communications with me, bringing me all your needs, your hopes and fears. Commit everything to my care, into my care. Turn from the path of planning to path, of planning to the path of peace. I hope and pray that this devotional message was inspiring to you as it was unto me. Amen. Let us pray. El knows, I ask you to help me to not take lightly the gift of your forgiveness, creating me a heart of gratitude that will motivate me to serve you with my life. Remind me of the terrible price you paid, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, to offer me forgiveness. There is no condemnation for me because I am in Christ Jesus. I pray that I will truly own and walk in this truth. Write it on my mind. Write it on my heart. Write it in my soul. And help me stand confidently before you, approaching your throne of grace boldly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out, because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Thank you. of all of my trials.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe throughout the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us all. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who mourn, and bless those with financial needs. Precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Make it through. your favor.
Let us spirit,
open up
honey.
Up
and let us spirit,
honey.
when nobody's listening. Don't you understand? When God speaks, there's no resisting. You tried it your way, and you made your bed hard. Besides, your arms are too short to box with God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Better listen to the Spirit, because God may not speak twice. God's chastening those that he loves the most, and he gives us grace, so no man can boast. For he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He's a sovereign God, and his kingdom reigns supreme. When a man puts you down, God's angels pick you up onto the next level. For his mercy is enough.
Praise be to God, everybody. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now as we get ready to go into the word this evening, I just want to play another selection. And after this selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We're gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know, God? No matter what.
is all over me.
Good.
be to God. God is sustaining me. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. And we are going to read verses 19 through 29. Amen. That's Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 through 29. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Praise God. Where it does say, "For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news have been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. I am glad when I suffered for you in my body, for I am participating in the suffering of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people, for God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. So we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God, perfect in their relationship to Christ. That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Paul was saying in verses 28 and 29 that the word perfect means mature or complete, not flawless. Paul wanted to see each believer mature spiritually. Like Paul, we must work wholeheartedly like an athlete, but we should not strive in our own strength alone. We have the power of God's Spirit working in us. We can learn and grow daily, motivated by love and not by fear or pride, knowing that God gives the energy to become mature. Christ's message is for everyone. So everywhere Paul and Timothy went, they brought the good news to all who would listen. An effective presentation of the good news includes warning and teaching. The warning is that without Christ, people are doomed to eternal separation from God. The teaching is that salvation is available through faith in Christ. As Christ works in you, tell everyone about him, warning and teaching them in love. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us continue. Praise be to God. Our Father, grant us the free spirit of giving as you have demonstrated it to us in the incomparable gift of your Son. Incomparable gift of your Son. Help us realize that no gift to you is complete until we give ourselves along with our substance. As best we know how, we offer you ourselves, weak and sinful creatures that we are. Accept us, Father, along with our gifts, and make us conform to your holy will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. A church does not choose its mission any more than an aide chooses what task he will perform for the general, or a herald chooses what message he will deliver in the name of the King. Amen. A mission suggests orders, and whenever people are sent on a mission or an assignment, a task to perform, they may have received directions from a higher authority. Amen. Furthermore, those who are dispatched to fulfill a mission are not at liberty to change the orders or rearrange the assignment at will. God has chosen to carry out his plan and purpose on earth through the agency of the church. Praise be to God. No other plan is set forth or even mentioned in the Bible. In our study of the church so far, we have examined the nature of the church, the growth of the church, and the under-shepherds of the church. This evening, we will consider the mission of the church. Amen. Now, the words of our text in Colossians 1:25-29 comprise Paul's commission from God in his own words. The essence of God's commission to Paul is identical with the mission assigned to the church. Amen? So therefore, we will discover that the mission of the church is, first, to fulfill the word of God. And second, to proclaim the mystery of the indwelling Christ. And third, to preach a universal gospel. Amen? Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 1, verses 23 through 24 in the RSV Bible. Amen? And it says, provided that you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body. That is the church. Amen. And my title for this message is The Church and Its Mission. Tonight, my message is divided into three parts. Amen? Part one is, or paragraphs, part, don't matter. Number one is to fulfill the word of God. Amen. In Colossians 1 and 25, in the RSV Bible says, to make the word of God fully known. Now, how can the church do this? The first chapter of Colossians shows us three ways. A, the church must exalt Christ. In Colossians 1:17 through 19 in the RSV Bible says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning. Hello?
Hey, you guys in the pod?
Amen. Praise be to God. Sorry for the interruption. You know, it just couldn't be helped. I apologize for that. So, we're at to fulfill the word of God. And to make Colossians 1 and 25 in the RSV said that, how can the church do this? So the first three chapters of Colossians shows us three ways. One, the church must exalt Christ. In Colossians 1:17 through 19 says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Amen. So this is one of the most magnificent statements in the Bible concerning the position of our Lord Jesus Christ in regard to this pre-incarnate glory. And it also established him as the head of the church. Amen. So Paul said that Jesus Christ, Paul said that Jesus Christ was the one with the Father, for anything was made. Amen. And not only so, after everything was created, he became the one in whom everything holds together. So this is our springboard. Our springboard. This is the way in which the church makes the word of God fully known, by exalting the imperishable Jesus Christ as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Number two, the church must recognize its role as a co-laborer with God in the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Colossians 1:20-22 in the RSV Bible says, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and in and irreproachable before him. What happened when people sinned? The most tragic fragmentation the world has ever known came about when Adam and Eve succumbed to Satan in the Garden of Eden. There was a moral explosion. Immediately, God, who had rested from his creative work on the seventh day, began a new work, the work of redemption, the end result of which was reconciliation, or the bringing back to himself of that which has been separated from him. Then, praise God, to further compound the mystery of God's sovereign grace, God made another decision in regard to this business of reconciliation. He decided to use the church. Amen. So Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God was saying to the church, this is a vital part of your mission on earth. You are to be co-laborers with me in this ministry of bringing sinners face to face with their sins and with my saving grace. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Number three, the church must consistently encourage growth and stability among its own. In Colossians 1 and 23 tells us, provided that you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. So what was Paul saying? He was saying, when a person is born into the family of God, the church's task is to teach and establish the new Christian in the faith. Amen. Praise be to God. Sometimes young Christians get off on doctrinal tangents because the church is direct in providing the proper spiritual diet, Thus, the church that makes the word of God fully known through its teaching and pastoral ministry sees its people grow in the grace of our Lord. It sees them become established in the faith. Amen. Now we're going to talk about to proclaim the mystery of the indwelling Christ. Now, Paul said of Christ's indwelling believers that it was in Colossians 1, 26 through 27 in the RSV. The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now made manifest to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, the mystery of Christ indwelling the believers was clouded in ages past. Prophets and through Old Testament symbols and sacrifices and types, God prepared his people for this grand and magnificent truth, that he would one day come to live within his people in the person of his son. I'll repeat that again. God prepared his people for this grand and magnificent truth, that he would one day come to live within his people in the person of his son. Amen. Praise God. Furthermore, this truth about Christ in you the hope of glory has been made manifest. Philip says that it means as clear as day, as clear as daylight. Not many experiences are quite as thrilling as that of watching the sunrise. It is a miracle. When the earth is shrouded by the darkness of night, the whole psychology of life is changed. All kinds of evil and crime find compatibility in the darkness. But after the night has ended, the eastern horizon begins to change. There seems to be a struggle as the long fingers of light hurting the rising sun began to stab through the darkness. When you see it, you know what is happening. There is no mistake. The sun is about to rise. Struggle through it may. The darkness is already defeated. Amen. It has no recourse but to slowly dissipate, fade away, and give place to the light. The same thing happened in the spiritual realm. The first finger of divine sunlight pierced the darkness of you, of the Chaldees. And lighted and warm the heart of a man named Abraham. And the light kept coming little by little until Jesus came and the sun rose in its fullness and in its brightness. What was the result? Christ in you, the hope of glory. In John 1 and 14, we can say with all joy and assurance that the mystery is now an open revelation to those who will receive it. The sun has risen. The word became flesh and dwelled among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord God. To preach a universal gospel. It is a universal gospel. Paul said in Colossians 1 and 28 in the RSV, Paul said, him we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man matured in Christ. Now, this gospel is not to be proclaimed to only a select few or to an elite group. In his powerful sermon on Mars Hill in Athens, Paul declared in Acts 17 and 30 in the RSV, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. Amen? In other words, the first note of the gospel is a clarion call to repentance. That is the doorway for unless we repent of our sin, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. This call to repentance is assured. It's an issue to all people. It is universal in its scope. It is also a warning. The word Paul used, translated warning, means to put in mind, to admonish. This warning is about the impending danger of losing one's soul. Therefore, the mission of the church is to be faithful in the warning aspect of its message, teaching every man in all wisdom. This collaborates beautifully with our Lord's great commission. After we have warned unbelievers of the danger of continuing in their sin, we are to teach them how to find deliverance from sin and guilt and find peace with God. Amen. To God be the glory. And my conclusion is this. So there we have it. The mission of the church is to make the word of God fully known by exalting the Lord Jesus Christ, fulfilling our role as co-laborers with God in the ministry of reconciliation and encouraging growth and stability among the saints. We are to proclaim the mystery of the indwelling Christ and preach a universal gospel, warning and teaching all people that God, in his grace and mercy and inconceivable compassion, can save from sin and give assurance of eternal salvation. I pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And if you have not repented and given your life to Christ, now is the time. All you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, not now. This is not the time to do this. Forgive me, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. Okay, fill this up. Amen. Sorry for the inconvenience, having some technical difficulties at this time, but the word did go out. And again, if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to be saved, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen. To further your walk with Christ. Praise be to God. And my benediction for this evening is, now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time, and in the present and beyond all times. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, and that concludes our program for this evening. At this time, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again tomorrow morning. Until we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. To tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and at 10:15, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will be here to bless us with a mighty word. Amen. To God be the glory. Good night, everyone. We love you, and we thank you for tuning in and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Amen. Shalom. We love you. And I'd like to say, God bless you. And on that note, we are going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wicked Tones. Good night, everybody. Love you guys. Praise be to God. And happy Sabbath to all of our Jewish and Seventh-day Adventist believers. Praise God.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
Watching.